Welcome to the Afternoon Jams, brought to you by Emojo Radio. On the phone line, going to Georgia, got a millionaire in the making, or a self-made millionaire, Yasing Hall. How you doing today, Ms. Hall?
Fantastic. Hello to everyone from Georgia.
Hey, now. All righty, now. you have a...
Gotta get my Florida peeps.
Yeah, Florida and Michigan. You know, I'm in Florida, but we reach in Michigan, too. That's my home. Your story, a pretty nice story on blacknews.com. Black entrepreneur teaching students how to make money from Amazon and eBay to pay for college.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, we did.
Wow. You created a course for this?
Well, not specifically for them. I already had the course in operation already. I've been teaching the course for over 6 years now. It was actually inspired by my daughter, who was living with autism, and we found out that her learning ability was visual. So I gifted her her store at the age of 15, and I made these videos for her so she can learn how to run her own store by herself. And she managed it like a boss. At the age of 17, she purchased her very own 5-bedroom house, debt-free. As a mom, you know, from doctors telling me that she will never, we have to take care of her for the rest of her life. She'll never be able to drive a car. She won't be able to work in corporate America. So to see her thrive in this way, I had an epiphany moment and the light bulb came on. What if I could help other people like her, or just in general, people just get out of their own way, because Amazon had changed my life and eBay. So that's how the program started. And the director of the school, Mrs. Blevins, she approached me and she said, you know, can we work together? And I was like, sure, what do you have in mind? And she's like, I want your class in my class as part of the curriculum. I was like, absolutely, let's do this. It was a no-brainer. And then when she told me that her whole premise for wanting to teach the students Amazon and eBay was to eliminate college debt. Mm. So any money that they're doing in the classroom and they're raising in the classroom during classroom time is going towards their college fund. So these are middle and high schoolers that already have their first and second semester of college already paid for.
Oh, my God. And I'm seeing here your daughter earned $155,000 when she was just 18 years old.
Yes.
Come on. Come on now, Ms. Hall. What's going on? What y'all really doing over there?
Talk to me. And that's going to school, having a learning disability. Wow. So let me explain my daughter's disability so people can really grasp the concept of this. If my daughter has to take a test on January 15th, she needs to start studying for that test every single day, January 1st.
Okay.
Because her brain hits reset every day. So whatever old information needs to catch up to the new information on a daily basis. So she constantly has to keep studying every day the same thing over and over and over again until the test day.
Wow. Wow. So how does this relate to her running a business then? Because obviously she can't be trained every day on the business because she's doing pretty good. She don't need to be trained every day.
Well, she does. That's why we have the video. So any part that she's stuck, so for instance, let's say she was creating a shipment for Amazon, for FBA warehouse, right? Mm-hmm. She created, let's say she did it, she followed the videos today. Tomorrow, we don't know how much of that information stuck in her mind. So she will start to create another shipment tomorrow, and her mind is literally like, I don't know this. So she goes back to the videos, watches the videos again, and then does the shipment again the next day. So that's how she's been managed. So I have every video out there known to man, from everything from how to do her taxes all the way to how to run her campaigns, how to create a listing. Everything is on that video, and she just goes back to the video when her brain hits reset.
Wow. That is an amazing story. You're talking about boss up classes. You're the one that teach these boss up classes, and obviously you know what you're doing. What's your passion behind all this, Ms. Hall?
Helping others and serving others, because I was homeless and Amazon was my way out. I got divorced. My divorce was final in 2009, and it just hit a rock bottom. where I was now homeless. He had moved to Kentucky, and I was sleeping in Walmart's parking lot with the three kids no shelter, no food, no money. And I started going to thrift shops and buying things from thrift shops and consignment shops and reselling them on eBay. And the money that I raised on eBay, I started using that money and learning about how to sell on Amazon. And lo and behold, Amazon at that time used to send you an invitation. That's how long I've been selling on Amazon. They used to send you an invitation to sell on their platform. And I accepted the invitation. I thought it was spam at first. And I was like, go for it. This is a sign that God, you prayed upon this, and this is what God has gifted you with. So I started on Amazon's platform, literally $1 at a time. And to this day, I still do not spend more than a dollar on any product that I'm selling on Amazon. And from that experience of selling on Amazon, I've learned over the 16 years what products customers are actually looking for. And a lot of people don't know that when you purchase stuff on Amazon, it's coming from independent sellers like myself and my students and my daughter. 85% of Amazon's inventory come from independent sellers, sellers like myself.
Didn't know that. That's good. That's good. Wow. That's an amazing story. So you got a book in you? You got a movie in you? You got a documentary on you in you? What's next?
I do have two best-selling award-winning books. My first one is called Journey Untold, My Mother's Struggle with Mental Illness. It is about my journey. My mother is a paranoid schizophrenic. That tried to change my. She actually was attempted to take my young life away at the age of 12, and that's when she had her nervous breakdown. Four times in my life, she's attempted to take my life out, but God, I'm here. So I wrote Journey Untold from my perspective as a child and what having a parent with a undiagnosed, untreated neurosis, what that felt like for me and how it impacted me. And the message behind the whole entire book is, yes, I went through all of these challenges, and I talk about all these challenges from a child's perspective, the bullying in school. It got to the point where they were urinating in bottles and throwing them at us.
Oh my God.
So I would smell like urine all day. Just the severe mental impact that it played on me, but I still rose. Despite of it, and that I am who I am because of my mother, not despite of her. And I love my mother unconditionally for the experiences. And a lot of people don't say this, they say, oh, my mom was this and that. That's why I'm who I am. But in my case, it's more of I'm grateful to my mother for the experiences now as a child, because had I not been exposed to my mother and her upbringing, I would have not realized and saw the signs of my first son that he's bipolar. I would have not seen that my second son was going through depression in middle school. And I would not have been able to raise two of my last children with autism. So my mother paved the way unknowingly for me to better parent and have successful children with special abilities and overcame all their disabilities.
Wow, amazing. Well, what's your websites?
It's bossclassllc.com, or you could go to yassinhall.com, YASSINHALL.com.
And there we can get information on signing up for the classes?
Yes, you sure can.
Wow, amazing story. I'm just sitting here, and I'm almost speechless because you're self-made. And I'm sitting here seeing that you're teaching these classes. This is public school? Getting this information out like this? Public school?
The one that I taught is private. The private institution.
Oh, that explains it. Okay, yeah. All right. I'm like, public schools
ain't
teaching our
kids. I would love to get this in public school.
Well, we got to make that happen. You're reaching some people. The public schools in Orlando, public schools in Muskegon and Benton Harbor. Folks from the school, listen. And we need to make sure our kids get these courses. Is it very hard? How long is the curriculum?
It's a self-paced class, so all the videos are self-paced. So the students had a four-week course. So they went online, and we had a special Zoom for them, and we went over it with the students, and we taught the students in a four-week class. They learn everything from investments. They learn how to budget. They learn how to break themselves into team and incorporate officers such as CEO, who are the assigned packers. Everyone has an assigned role in the class, and they vote. They voted for their officers of their corporation. They learn how to incorporate their business. They learn how to file and get an EIN number. They learned everything that they needed for real-world skills, and they only work an hour a week. So because they have different assigned roles, they 100% manage their own eBay and Amazon store every week. They pack, they replenish inventory, they go to the stores. They do it all by themselves without an instructor now, because now they know the system. And in just 3 short months, to collectively, they've raised almost $6,000.
How many kids?
It's a team of like five of them. It's 5 kids.
Wow.
And one of them has autism as well.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for sharing the story and making it available to the public. Anything else you would like to share? I see you're a philanthropist too. You like to donate money and help out folks. That's good.
Yes. Yes. I'm a huge philanthropist. I believe I invest into teens. I guess that's my weak spot. After raising 4 teens on my own as a single mom, they call me the teen whisperer. I have that ability of being able to connect with them. And I'm also a mental health advocate as well for change. And the only way that we're going to have a change and build productive adults is if we know what's going on with our teens and get them the help that they need immediately before they turn into unproductive adults.
Oh, I hear an accent. Is that a Georgia accent?
No, I'm actually born and raised in the Virgin Islands, but my adult life I've spent living in Florida and Georgia.
There you go. Okay. That's what it is. That's that Virgin Island accent. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. That Caribbean blood. That Caribbean queen.
Yeah, man. Yes, man. Yeah.
I call myself the Caribbean Georgia Peach Orange Queen, because I've been in all 3 of these. And these 3 are my home.
And you definitely look like it, too, looking at the pictures. But anyway, thank you so much for your passion. Thank you so much for teaching our kids on how to be self-made and thinking outside the box. Give us the website one last time before we go.
It's bossclassllc.com, or you can reach me at Yassine Hall, YassineHall.com. And I look forward to, I'm going to bring it into intentions. I am looking forward to my classes being incorporated into the younger generation, into the schools, the colleges, the university, as part of the curriculum. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. In closing, her daughter, her beautiful daughter, who has autism, made $155,000 by the time she was 18. And you heard what she just said. Her daughter purchased her own house at 17.
Cash.
Own house. I don't know why. I don't know why you put her out the house at 17. Or maybe I'm
because I wanted to prove that she can live on her own. I wanted to prove to herself, not the doctors, but to herself.
I hope she's close to you.
Say it again.
I hope she's close by so she can see Mama.
Yeah, she's 20 minutes away. And I also purchased a house next door to hers as well.
Okay, there you go. There you go. See, just to be close. There you go. That's what mamas do. Mamas with money do that.
She didn't like that idea.
Right.
Now it's
but thank you so much.
Now it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool now. It's cool now. Thanks for sharing your story. Looking forward to building with you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate the time and the opportunity.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Back to my music, this afternoon jams.